The beginning of this parsha, this parsha, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kolchem. So Rashi on that pasuk, actually later on, Rashi in pasuk Yudalit, says Davar Acher, that when Moshe Rabbeinu is passing on to the next world, and somebody else is taking over, Yeshua is taking over, he made a matseva, he brought them together as one big group, it's called a matseva, a stand, and he went and took them from one parnas to the other. You find the same thing when Yeshua at the end of his life, and the same thing by Shmuel. They made a matseva, they brought them together as a unit, the time of moving from one parnas to the next parnas. So what's the idea behind this? Rebbe Meir Bloch Zatzal, in his Sefer Penine Hadas, suggests the following explanation, that a person goes, there's a flow, a person's going along with the flow, he's doing what he's doing, etc. It's hard to change. The person's stuck in a certain way, this is the way he is, etc. There are moments where a person stands, he stops, the flow of life stops. It doesn't continue on the natural path. And that moment is a moment where a person can then sort of start anew. So we can imagine, you've got a picture, Klai Yisrael standing, and Moshe Rabbeinu is about to be Nifter. Right? Klai Yisrael, many of them, that's all they've known. They were born in the Midbar. Or the people who have left with Moshe Rabbeinu, all they've known is they've been for the last 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Moshe Rabbeinu was everything for them. We saw that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Har, Klai Yisrael did the Chet Egel because they didn't have the fear of what's going to be without Moshe Rabbeinu was overwhelming. So you can imagine that this was an intense moment for them, What's going to be? It's also a moment to stop and say your life can't continue the way it has continued until now. It's a matseva, it's stopping. You're standing still. And that moment is a moment where a person can, because it's going to begin anew, things are going to change, things are going to be different. From this point onwards, it's a moment where a person can really sort of say, okay, that whatever it wasn't until now, whatever I didn't do until now, it doesn't have to be the way I'm going to continue. I can try a new approach because life is a new start. So start again. That's the mila of these moments. That's the pachin of these moments, and that's the mila of these moments. It says that's shot in the Medrash, which I've spoken about before. It says about Toya that. The version says to Adam, Ve'ato. And now, what's going to be now? You know, okay. So you've ate from the Eitzadas. Life will never be the same. Right? It's not going to be the same. Ein Ve'ato El Tshuva. Now means Tshuva. The Medrash says, Shenemar Ve'ato Yisom Mo Hashem Alkecha Shem Imoch. So that Ve'ato means, you know, okay, you were what you were in the past. Whatever it is, that's a reality. But what that should force you to stop and say, so now what's supposed to be? And that question says, you know, as much as it raises the question, Oyvei, where am I? It also raises the question, I don't have to be the same as I was until now. If we're recognizing that there is room for change, that there's room for, it's not the same as yesterday, it can not be the same as yesterday and be better. It doesn't have to be worse. If it's not the same, so it's not the same, let it be better. So Ratzvah forces the person. So the Mile of Rosh Hashanah, in two ways, Rosh Hashanah does this because it's a moment where a person stops up and says, what's going to be? Whatever it was until now is not going to continue. It's a moment of din. So that Ratzvah makes a person stop and say, you know what? Stop a second. The flow of life doesn't continue as normal. And stop. But that will forces you to stop and think. It also allows you to say it doesn't have to be the same anymore. I can do something else. And second of all, reality is Rosh Hashanah is a new moment because each year we're given allotted a certain amount of life, and that allotment ends by Rosh Hashanah. We get a new allotment, so it is a different moment. So it's a time for a person to stop and say, you know what? Whatever it was until now doesn't have to continue. I'm forced to recognize that. And a person, Be'ez Hashem, will be zeichah to make a real change and be zeichah to exceed the chesed of Torah. Have a good Shabbos.